Okay, we're on top of page 8. Simon Tov Lamed Gimel. Begin towards the beginning of Sif Alevim. Ova veloi potak pelel yudalet. What happens if a person failed to do Ptikas Chometz on the night of Ptikas Chometz? Again, this year it's coming on. What? I keep forgetting. Okay, if somebody didn't do Ptikas Chometz Wednesday night, you got to do it on Wednesday night. But if you didn't do it on Leil Yudalet, then you can still do Bdikas Chometz on Yoim Yudalet, on the following day. Then, again, you don't use the... You should still use the candlelight. Don't use the Eirachama. You shouldn't use the just regular... daylight, rather you should use candlelight. If you've got a balcony which is anyway bright and light, if you use daylight, that's sufficient. Skylight also, will define, you don't need a candle for that. The sunlight for that will be sufficient. But in the house, generally, you should still use a candlelight. Now, Mishnah Winsif Cotton Base clarifies an important point. For sure, never delay the bdika for the subsequent morning. You should do the bdika obviously in the right time. Don't delay it for the next day. Why is it important to use the candle light even during a day bdika? By using candlelight, you'll be able to seek properly in the machbois, b'chayim v'stokim, in the little holes and little openings, and in the little areas, you could still use the candlelight. Will still be beneficial. There are people out there. What do you think about this? There are people out there that they do the following. They do that whenever the wife cleans or the husband cleans already weeks before Pesach. They will, after cleaning the place up, they'll quickly take a candle, and without bracha, because it's not Leil Yudalet, but they'll quickly take a candle, and they'll make a quick check. You can do Bdikas Chometz from Purim onwards, Shloshim Yoyim, you can do Bdikas Chometz already. So they will fulfill the takana of Bdikas Chometz, every room in its right, after they've completed the cleaning. What are your thoughts on that? Either way, you're not going to allow kids there anymore anyway. In other words, if you are still worried about...
You've got kids that wander into that room.
Are you worried about chometz still entering? So then
it's not a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. But the question is as follows. If you do Bdikas Chometz on the Leil Bdikas Yudalet, if you do it a real thorough Bdika, every square inch gets checked, then you're right, then there's no point, you don't have to do that. This idea, though, which has been suggested and advised by some poskim, they do that because they say that we don't do such an absolute thorough Bdikas Chometz anyway, do we? Some of us don't do an extreme thorough Bdikas Chometz. So the way to fulfill, to generally do a Bdikas, so you do Bdikas Chometz as you clean the place, and you do a quick Bdikas. Takes pressure off the particular Bdikas Chometz, yeah. So some people recommend that. What are your thoughts on that? Do you like the idea? After you clean up every cupboard, you take a candle, you quickly check, and you've done that from Purim onwards.
So you mean that will be it, but then
what about what? I suppose you will do on the Leil, you'll keep one room, one cupboard, one area. One cupboard even will remain unclean and unchecked, and that's what you're going to do to make the bracha on. You suggest something quite similar to that as well, no? Something fairly. So that. What are your thoughts on that? Do you like the idea?
Never
happened. Yeah.
Well, the you're spending less time on the actual mitzvah of doing it.
Yeah. Yes, I hear that.
It's taken away from the mitzvah.
So really the mitzvah should be to check the entire property on Leil Yudalet. Yeah. Yeah. If, however, the Bdikas Chometz is taking less than 5 minutes, less than 10 minutes, less than 20 minutes, then this, I think, is an excellent idea. I really do. If the Bdikas Chometz is not, you know, Bdikas Chometz really should be taking. We see how the person can describe Bdikas Chometz. Of you know, earlier tzaddikim, they spent hours and hours and hours on it, and that's really the way, you know, you're checking every single area. You've got to check everything. You've got to check the couch. I mean, you know, you've got to go through under the, you have to go under the bed. You've got, and you have to crawl in the. Failing to do that, this might be a very good idea. I'm just sharing with you. Yeah, perhaps it's got to do with that. Yeah. Okay, and we are ready for Seif Beis. Do not use an avuka. What's an avuka? Yeah, so avuka is like by a havdalah. It's a larger flame, yes. So you do not use a larger flame. Why not? Yeah, because Mishnah Berurah points out, and Seif Kotten Chesler, avuka she'en yochel lachnisoi lechoyim tzedakin, you cannot go into the smaller areas with such a massive flame, you're going to burn the house, then chalila. You can't really check something with a bigger flame. And you won't be able to check carefully and properly. Okay, so don't use a avuka. Do not use fat. A candle made out of fats. Fats and oily substances, v'lo shel shemen, not even oil per se. He's also not good, elo b'nei shel shava, but he's got to be wax only candle. V'u yichidi, and it's to be a single flame. Aval shtei neiros b'yachad, afilu kluim dinam kavuka. But if you've got two, that's right, 2 wicks braided, yeah, if they're braided, then it's going to be considered an avuka already, and it's going to be also. Okay. So don't use your havdalah candle for Bdikas Chometz. Yeah. Sif Gemal, Boydek, this is very important. Okay, this is really the most important definition of our obligation of Bdikas Chometz on Eliyahu Dalet. Boydek kolam koimus sheyesh lochush. You've got to check every place. Sheyesh lochush, that you have to be concerned. Shema, perhaps, Hichnisoi Bohem Chometz. You have to check any place that you have to be concerned. Perhaps Chometz entered the area. Let's look at the words again. Boydek, you check Kol HaMakomes any place. Sheyesh Lochush, that you have to worry. Shema, perhaps. Hichnisoi Bohem Chometz. Chometz entered there. So what do you see from that, from these words? It doesn't have to be definite. That means that even if it's a mite, nevertheless you have to check. Therefore, that's right. That's very much what it. So Mishnah Berurah points out what you are saying. It's if Kot Yud Gimel, sheish lochu shema ichniso roitzeloima loy mi boya, not only mekoymos places shemishtam shebem chometz, not only place that you know for sure chometz entered there. Pshit and zoych bdika. Obviously, you've got to check a place that for sure had chometz. Hello, afilu, even places. Mokum she'en regelish tamish chometz kolash. Even places that you don't normally use chometz there. Rak only she'ish lochus if you consent. Shemo perhaps ichnis shom chometz barkoy. Perhaps chometz entered there. There's chances. Gam kein tzorich bdika also requires bdika. So not only the certain place that you have to be certain to use had chometz, but even the sofek also. Okay, lochen therefore. Now the examples brought down here are as follows: kol chadra bais, all the rooms of the house, valios, the alios, which is the equivalent of our attics, tzichim bitirikai bidika, shipa omim, at times odom nichnos bohem, a person may have entered. And he had his bread in his hand. Avul, but oitzes yain, but the wine cellar, shem istapik bohem, you won't normally enter the wine cellar with bread in your hand. Vechen matben v'chiyotzibon, all the storage area, then you won't normally enter with your bread in your hand. Henam tzichibika, do not require b'dika. So what would that mean in our contemporary terms? Which rooms would you say do require b'dika? Which is not a vadai, but a sofek. Yes, for instance, what would you say? So a vadai, the vadai place is obvious, right? The kitchen, dining room, the even the bedrooms, I suppose. Depends on every on the house. But I'm saying, I think bedrooms. No bedrooms? Is that vadai chometz? Yeah. Bedrooms are vadai chometz, yeah? Okay. So which what, that's obvious. But what about, what is a sofik? Sofik?
Loft.
Loft, yeah? You don't normally end up there with... Pardon?
Shed. Yeah.
Shed.
Shed.
Shed, yeah. Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what something the poskim say. The poskim say, what about a bathroom and a toilet?
Yeah. You don't normally think...
You don't normally...
Could have got dragged in.
Yeah. Could have, absolutely. So, the poskim say, they bring that as an example, the Mishnah Kehelet says, that would be considered a sofik place. It's not, that's typical, that's an absolutely perfect example. You don't normally bring that, but it's chances out that it ended up there. Certainly, who pointed out, certainly if there's young children around, toddlers, babies around, you have to, every place in the house becomes a sofik place. Every place. Yeah. What do you think? What, you're saying that it's a vada or that it's not even a sofik? So you're saying that it's not a sofik? I think there's still, I suppose it depends on the household, it depends on every house. But are there chances that chometz ended up there for some reason, especially if there's young children around? I think there's certainly... I see, yeah, I agree with you. Then that's considered the mokum shemachnisim v'chometz probably, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, before the extension, before you've converted the loft, yeah. So that's probably a mokum shemachnisim b'chometz. Yeah.
What do you think the toilet or bathroom is? That surely if it's pachas mikzayis, it's not spoiled.
Okay, that's a good question. Is the bdika also on pachas mikzayis? Yeah. So the mice, many poskim hold that is a chiyuv bdika even on pachas mikzayis.
Even that's spoiled. This is in the
I see. Ah, right. Okay. So, yeah. But still, there's still the truth is when it comes to bathrooms, I anyway think that they are now asked that a makbit not to have the perfumes and a lot of the medicines and things which are. So I think that is probably Medina anyway. Yeah. Yeah. No, Yemos Hashanah. Throughout the last 12 months. Yeah. Okay, and we move on to Sif Dalet. Choy Rabbis, Vezizin Aboltin Maksolim. You've got Choy Rabbis, you've got the holes in the actual house. Choy Rabbis, like holes. Vezizin Aboltin, protrusions that are sticking out, Maksolim from the wall. She'enim Gvoyin Habe. They're not particularly high, V'anim Muchim Habe, they're not particularly low. Tzichim B'dika require B'dika. Yeah, okay. So these are protrusions and holes that people may end up having put their, you know, half a biscuit. It might still be there. But if you've got a protrusion or a window sill, which is particularly high, normally people can't even reach it, it's particularly, particularly high. That the hand of a person does not reach there. Or the ones which are particularly low, which are less than 3 tfochim. You've got a little protrusion, like a little thing, very, very low, less than 3 tfochim. Down, do not require bdika. What are your thoughts on that? Something which is extremely low, carpet, very low, less than 3 tfachim. You don't need bdika on that. That's what Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying.
Yeah, but we check.
You're saying that surely?
Yeah,
absolutely. So Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkot New Test, Pochis Mishloish Tfachim, Shemin Astam Lo Ishtam Shuboy. Because normally people wouldn't go so far down to use it.
I'll say more so.
Very good. That's what the Mishnah is going to tell us now. Absolutely. That's exactly the precise point. But if you know that chometz was even used there once, but within the last 12 months, if you think this place was used with chometz for the last 12 months, even once, so Rabbi said, this is an important Mishnah Berurah because he's telling us that something is considered. We're defining over here, when is something considered a chashash, a suffix? When is something considered emokim she'emach nisim shem chametz? And when is something called a place that has a requirement? How many times does it need to be used that it should become a place that you need to check for chametz. Once. Once you've used it with chametz, once, it becomes a obligation to do less than, yeah. Now, Mishmur continues now, and he says, your point. And in a house, that you've got babies or toddlers, young children, you need a b'dika anyway. Because you have to assume that perhaps babies ended up putting chametz. I mean, it is true. I mean, we all have experienced finding chametz in the most bizarre places, because toddlers, that's what they do, right? They take their leftovers and they put it anywhere. So if the chametz entered the house over the last 12 months, babies, then every single place requires b'dikas chametz. I want to point out, you're bothered by the fact, and I agree with you. The Shulchan Aruch says, if it's less than 3 tefachim, then it's probably okay. Unless you think that you used it. Think about that. Any place that is less than 3 tefachim do not require b'dika. Unless you've got a reason to assume that. I mean, that sounds very strange. What do we have in our house? Is something which is less than 3 tefachim?
I suppose it's a very low cupboard.
Very low cupboard.
It's got to be very small.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a cupboard like this in my house where you keep the, I don't know, some things. Very low down.
A shoe rack or something.
Shoe, exactly, yeah. So that's something you do not require b'dika. Sounds to me very... So I thought about this. What could it be? Why is it that something which is so low don't need b'dika, unless you've got babies around? The mice. I didn't think of mice. I thought of something else. But you're probably right about the mice. The mice, absolutely. Because the mice... Yeah. I thought of something else. I thought because we're assuming that they had... flooring, yeah. We have flooring, so we are fine. But if you got... If your floor is earth and mud, like everybody had until 100 years ago, so you can't keep much. You don't want to keep things right on the floor. Yeah, you can't. I mean, but so therefore, it's true. You wouldn't normally keep food anywhere near the earth. So they probably had to. But mice is another good one. Absolutely. Yeah, you have to be aware of mice. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. See, Fei teaches us the following. Hayotzia gaga yotzia v'amigdal shigagem shupoim. These are roofs, very low roofs, or slanty roofs. And subsequently, because of that, you cannot use the roofs for any particular useful purpose. What can you keep on a roof which is slanty? You try to keep something on a slanty roof, it's not going to work. So you can't do anything on that roof. As opposed to straight roofs, which was used extensively. That's where they dried things. That's where they stored things. In this country, it's not the best idea to store things on the roof. Yeah, even if it would be flat. But when in sunny areas, in sunny places, that's where they store things. That's where they kept. That's where they dried fruits. So it was a very much used area. But if it's slanty, then Shulchan Aruch tells us, if it's slanty, ein gagen ru'uin l'shom tashmish, the roof is not. Can't we use it for anything? Therefore, do you need b'dika or not if it's slanty? No, you don't. You don't have to do b'dikas chametz, even if it's in the house. Because it's slanty, you won't have kept anything there. Because it's just slanty and you can't, it's got no shtamshus. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch Sevav is going to teach us about where your animals are kept. So where your cows and your oxen, yeah, you keep them in the barn, yeah. So a barn requires b'dikas chametz. You feed them chametz. You need to check.
Might be spoiled.
Might be spoiled. It's roi l'achilas.
Or can we assume that they have eaten it?
Oh, can we assume that it's eaten up? Refa shel boko. Ein tzorich b'dika. No. A stable doesn't need, it's not a stable, what is it called? A cow's barn. Doesn't need a b'dika. Shema yashom chametz. If there would be any chametz, abeim would be eaten up. Everything gets hoovered up. A bit like a kiddush. V'chein tzim l'lilul shel tanegolim, a chicken's coop. Enetzorich b'dika does not require b'dika. Why? Mipnei she'im hayosham chometz, because if there would have been chometz in the first place, what would have happened? Hoovered up. It would have been hoovered up. Ya'at tanegolim yoichlu, the chickens would have eaten it up. So therefore, you do not need to check the chickens. I know, but I suppose on that, you go back to your earlier point, that we can probably assume that the little bit that has not been eaten up is probably not roi l'achilas kelev, it's not roi l'achila at all. And that's why it's probably why it's left behind. I assume. V'chein, emtso shel chotza, emtso ech b'dika, if you've got like outside, in the garden, you also don't need b'dika, shimayo shom chometz, because if they would be chometz, they are oyuvim, the ravens, v'sha oifes, and all the birds, hamutzim shenchudi, would eat it up. The pigeons would eat it up. So yeah, so you can assume that if there's something which has got access to birds, birds will eat it, and you don't have to check. That's right, do you do b'dikas chometz in your garden? Have you ever seen anybody doing chometz? You don't. Why takanot? You may have eaten something there. Why takanot? You do have a quick look? Yeah, interesting. So the maisa, what we're learning here is that you don't really have a chiyuv, and the reason is because you can assume the animals, the birds will have eaten it. And that's if you've got some chometz, but if you've got vade chometz in one of those places, you know for sure, yes, I left my pita in the chicken's thing, then if you know for sure, then you've got to go and check that it's taken gone. The Rama adds, you can even get rid of the chometz in places where the birds go, where birds are common, that you're allowed to put the chometz there, and that's a way of doing tashpis, so the way of removing and getting rid of chometz is by putting it where birds have access. Yeah, you can comfortably just keep the birds happy and putting all the chometz there, and then you won't have a chiyuv to do b'dikas chometz there. Yeah, now it's interesting. I just want to say there's an interesting the Michtav Sofer, Reb Shimon Sofer, he was the son of the Chassam Sofer, and he speaks about the memory of his father. It's fascinating. What he remembers about his father, the Chassam Sofer, the Ali Chassam Sofer, the Rav Peshbog. So he said he remembers, he speaks about various Yom Tovim, so anything he speaks about Simchas Torah, memories of his father and Simchas Torah, memories of his father through the Yom Tovim. And he speaks about Pesach. And the first thing he said about Pesach is, I remember my father, I remember how he spent hours and hours on B'dikas Chometz. Had Chassam Sofer would spend hours on B'dikas Chometz. And he remembers how his father literally crawls into the area where the taka must have kept outside some chickens or something. I'm not quite sure. Lul Shatani Golim. And he crawls inside with his candle, literally. So the Hadik Chassam Sofer was eating his 60s, 70s with Rav Peshbog, the biggest community in Europe. Chosh Shiva, one of the G'dayle Yisrael. Probably the ultimate G'dayle Yisrael of that generation. So he remembers that he would crawl on all four into that chicken's thing and checking there's no chametz there. That's how that's what he reports. That's the memories of his father. So I don't know. The Maaseh we're seeing over here now that chickens. Do you have to check chometz? Do you have to check for chometz there? You probably don't even have to check, right? No,
but when the Mechaber said v'hani mili misfeik chometz, v'adai chometz lo, is that going on the entire sea?
Yeah.
So if you
know, if you know that you once had a sandwich together with the cows, no, and you may have kept the
that's
and
you did your chometz.
Yeah.
Not what you fed the animals.
Not anything.
If I definitely fed my animals.
And you know it's still there, for sure. You know there is still chometz
there. It's still there.
You know it's for sure there, yeah.
Yeah.
There is still a vade chometz there, yeah. Then you have to. Yes, that's. Yeah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah gives us, I'm just going to finish off with that, gives a bit of an idea what the houses looked like, a bit of history now. Let's look at a bit of history now. Gives a bit of an idea what people's lives were some 80 years ago. Sivkot Chav Dalet, Mishnah Berurah says, Lul, v'hu adin and simili karka habayis. Also, not only the chickens, chickens, not only the chickens, What's it called? Not only the chickens. Pens have to be, yeah, have to be checked. But it says, who are then similarly also karkabais, the floor of the house, shatanagoylimitsuimsham, where the chickens tend to hang around. And so pedika does not require pedika. You don't, because the chickens are there. So the areas in your house where the chickens tend to hang around, you know, that part of your house where the chickens tend to hang around, that part you don't have to check, because they probably must have eaten up the chomas. It's fascinating. It gives us a bit of an idea. It gives us a bit of an idea what life was like. The area of your house where the chickens tend to socialize, you do not have to do p'tikas chomas there. And that's Mishnah Berurah 80 years ago. Yeah, but yeah. So when we call Mokem, you should still sweep under the floor, because it could be that end up some chomets ended up there. I think it's quite an insight about lives in lives in Europe somehow. Yeah, 100 years ago. Pardon?
The floors were easier to go.
Why was it easier?
Because the chickens have eaten all that stuff.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. It is well known the Chofetz Chaim Taka did not have an earthen floor. Chofetz Chaim did not, only his last years of his life, he had, I think, most of his life, Chofetz Chaim had a floor which was literally, it was earth. It wasn't stoned until his last years of his life. It was not a stoned floor, it was earth. And that's, it's quite amazing. Okay, let's just recap and summarize what we covered this evening. We learned that if a person did not do Bdikas Chometz on Leil Yudalet, he should do Bdikas Chometz on the subsequent day. You should still use a candle. We learned the balcony in the skylight does not need a candle. We spoke about an avuka, a big flame, a torch should not be used. You should simply not use a candle which is made out of oil, a very oily substance of oil itself, had a fat and similar, shouldn't be used, because you're going to be worried about it. You may chalila cause a fire, so don't use that. Even a havdalah candle with two candles, two wicks braided together should not be used. We learned the definition of kol mokim, any place sheish lochus, you have to be concerned. Shemech nishamol chametz, perhaps chametz enter there, requires bdika. We spoke about the storage areas do not need bdika if you know for sure you never enter there. We learned Mishnah Berurah later says that the place that you may have entered once with chametz requires bdika. We spoke about protrusions and areas, window, any kind of area which is particularly high or particularly low does not need bdikas chometz. And then we spoke about slanty roofs which do not need bdika. And then we spoke about animals, animal sheds and barns. What's the halacha there? We said
don't need.
And unless it's vada. And then we also saw the Mishnah Berurah and said, got new tests about any place that has got babies and young children. We'll need the bdika. So we better start soon, right? We better start soon with bdikas chametz. Fine. I wish you a very good Shabbos.